Recently, a group of Swift fans gathered outside of a Pittsburgh restaurant in anticipation. But these Swifties aren't here for a pop concert or a celebrity sighting. They've gathered together along a side street to witness a natural phenomenon that happens around dusk this time of year, the roosting of chimney swifts.
The square one?
The square one. Although there are two chimneys there, so I think we should keep our eye on both of them. If you go,
Sarah Koenig is conservation director for Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania, and she's looking up at the chimneys on an old church in Pittsburgh that's been converted to a restaurant. It's noisy here, with nearby traffic, the restaurant's exhaust fan, kids practicing football in an adjacent field. But 50 people have their eyes peeled for the little cigar-shaped birds that are just starting to arrive.
I love just kind of seeing them come out of nowhere. It's like, oh, here comes another one, join in the big group.
Koenig says chimney swifts spend their summers in eastern North America breeding, and their winters in the upper Amazon. They're regrouping now to migrate south.
They're like the ultimate urban insectivore because they eat 3,000 to 5,000 insects per day. So they eat mosquitoes and, you know, other biting things that might annoy us.
She says the little birds spend the whole day on the wing, cruising around for insects and even mating in the air. Their tiny short feet can't perch, so the birds have to cling to rough surfaces like the inside of a chimney.
They need the right kind of chimney to go into. It's got to have something that they can grab a hold of. Now there's a lot of chimneys that have steel or aluminum flues, and most of us either have a cap on our chimney or we have the wrong kind of chimney.
Joan Schoaf has been birding for 60 years, but she's never seen swifts go down into a chimney to sleep for the night. Chimney swifts used to roost in hollowed out trees, but development pushed them to adapt in the city and suburbs. Now they're common in communities with old brick chimneys, but they're near threatened as pesticides reduce their food sources, and even more development means chimneys are becoming a thing of the past.
They chitter like crazy.
Oh, I do. I hear them.
Yeah. It's neat.
Dozens of birds are now swirling around the chimney. It's a dramatic sight against the dark clouds, and they're fast. People have stopped using their binoculars to see them because the individual birds are so hard to keep in their sights. The streetlights are on too, and we're all shielding our eyes.
It's like watching smoke go back down a chimney. It's amazing.
Rob Potts is an experienced birder who monitors peregrine falcons. He's seen this spectacle before, but he's just as excited as everyone else here.
A couple went down. There they go.
That was awesome. Right? Wasn't that cool? Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Right, that was amazing.
Eric Blondin is new to all of this. He says he just started dating a serious birder.
I couldn't find my keys the other day. For an hour, I was looking for my keys. And then I'm sitting here and these birds migrate thousands of miles to the same chimney. And I couldn't find my keys. Like, right? I don't know, something like this makes me feel small. Just kind of in awe of bigger things than me.
The chimney swifts will leave the roost in the morning and they'll leave the area for South America in October. Audubon estimates about 200 birds roosted there that evening, and there's a video of it and an interactive map of roosting sites all over the region at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.